רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויחי, תראה, נעשה שבת חזק, פינישין סדר בראשית בשעה טובה מוצלחת, תודה, חזק ברוך. It's very interesting, Yaakov Avinu, when he blesses his children, before, Yaakov Avinu blesses his children before his passing, and interesting that he tells Yosef, he tells him the whole story of how his mother passed away. Yosef knew it already, because he was alive then. ואני בבואי מפדן מתה עלי רחל בדרך בעוד כברת ארץ לבוא אפרתה, ואקבריה שם בדרך אפרת היא בית לחם. Yaakov Avinu reminisces about Rachel's passing, where she passed away, how she passed away, where he buried her. Rashi HaKadosh points out some interesting details about all these, you know, minute details that Yaakov Avinu went into. And he says, ואני בבואי מפדן, ואף על פי שאני מטריח עליך להוליכני להיקבר בארץ כנען, ולא כך עשיתי לאמך, שהרי מתה סמוך לבית לחם כברת ארץ, כמידת תחום שבת. He says, Yaakov Avinu is telling Yosef, I know, I'm asking for a lot. I'm asking you to bury me in Eretz Kenan. It's a big favor, it's a long trip, and I know you might be upset at me that I didn't even bury your mother normally in a normal place. So why should you do it to me? I know you might be thinking that. You know what else you might be thinking, says Yaakov Avinu? And, you know, Beit Lechem was a major city. He didn't bury her in Beit Lechem. He buried her where? On the way to Beit Lechem. Ephrat, the way of Ephrat, on the way to Beit Lechem, which was within Tchum Shabbat, 2,000 amot away. I didn't even bring her to the city. Don't say that maybe I couldn't come into Hebron, into Beit Lechem, because of the rain or whatever. Et agrid aita. It wasn't the rainy season. When was Rachel Imenu's yartzai? Yud Aleph Becheshvan. Still the fall. It's not so rainy yet in Eretz Yisrael. Vayikbere Hashem, ולא הלכתי אפילו לבית לחם, וידעתי שיש בלבך עליי, דע שעל פי הדיבור כברתי השם, שתהה לעזרה לבניה, כשיגדה אותה נבוזר הדן. He says, I know that you're probably upset at me, you probably hold a grudge against me for burying her on the way like that, not לפי כבודה, she was my main wife, and I just, you know, left her like that on the road. Know that it was על פי רוח הקודש, I know, everybody knows, ולכן מבקה על בניה, מענה להינחם, when Am Yisrael went to Galut, when they were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar and his general Nebuzaradan, they would pass her grave and cry, and she would come and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the only person's zechut, the only person that had enough zechuyot to allow Am Yisrael to get out of the Galut and come back to Eretz Yisrael is Rachel Imenu, and that's why we do it. The Sichot Musar, Agon of Chaim Shmulevit Zichat Tzadik Levancha asks a very penetrating question. And he says, Yosef HaTzadik was a Navi. He was Gdol HaOlam, Yosef HaTzadik. Why did Yaakov Avinu have to give him a whole speech? You know, I know, don't think it was close. Don't think it was far. It was within Tchum Shabbat. Don't think it was raining. It wasn't. The only reason why I did it is because it was Al-Pi HaDibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to. It was Al-Pi Ruach HaKodesh, whatever. Don't you think that Yaakov Avinu could have cut to the chase and told Yosef, by the way, I know you made me, I know I'm asking the big favor to bury me in Me'arat HaMachpelah. I know it's a long trip. I know you may be upset at me, but Hashem told me to do it. Don't you think for a person on the level of Yosef HaTzadik, and even for a regular Shomer Torah Mitzvot, don't you think that Yaakov Avinu being a Navi also, that would have been enough just to put all other suspicions to bed? Why do I have to give him a whole speech? Yaakov Avinu, this is on his deathbed. You know, his words are very numbered. This is probably the most crucial point of his life before he leaves his children, all the brachot and stuff, and he's busy giving the whole speech. Just say, my son Yosef, please don't be upset at me. Hashem told me to do it. Done. End of conversation. That would have been perfectly fine. Good question. He says, we find a tremendous yesod. There's a fundamental point in Judaism that can be learned from this, which is that the only time that the Ritzon Hashem can be realized in the world, the only time a person can truly realize the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only when all other teva, when all other natural means are exhausted, when everything else is kavyachol, you know, you go through all other options, that's when the Tur Ritzon Hashem can be realized. And he brings an example. the Midrash, Midrash Rabbah, at the end of Parashat Yitro, points out that when the Torah was given, nothing in the world moved. Cows didn't moo, birds didn't chirp. It says there was not one wave in any body of water throughout the entire planet. Nothing moved. The world was completely still at that moment. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice rang out and said, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, everything was completely silent. Hashem silenced the entire world. Why is that? Because the world would not be able to fully internalize the meaning of Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your one and only God, without the entire world falling silent first. Which means, if one cow in the world mood, if there was one wave anywhere in the world, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha would not be complete. You understand what that means? We find something similar, says the Midrash, by Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi, when he had the showdown with the Nevi'e HaBa'al, the false prophets of the Avodah Zarah of the Ba'al, and he told them, right, they had a showdown. Am Yisrael was waiting with bated breath to see who's right. Eliyahu Navi gave them some serious musar. Ad matay etem posechim al shnei ha'sa'ipim? You know, it's always good to be on the right side of the fence. There's always a right side of the fence and a wrong side of the fence. But you know what's the worst part of the fence? Being on the fence. It's very painful. Eliyahu Navi said, what are you guys doing? Decide. Stop being flippant. Stop going back and forth, back and forth. Decide. Either Hashem or the Ba'al. Stop being 50-50. And he let the Nevi'ah Ba'al go first. And the whole time, this is the Haftarah Parashat Kitisa. And the whole time, what was he doing? Eliyahu Navi, what was he doing to the Nevi'ah Ba'al? He was mocking them. It says, because they were crying out to the Avodah Zarah, answer us. And they planted some guy under the Mizbeach, Chiel Bet Ha'ili, to light the fire, whatever. And he says, scream louder. God's probably sleeping. You have to wake him up. Maybe he's hard of hearing. He didn't turn on his hearing aids today, that you're God, whatever. Anyway, so he was mocking them. And when they finished, Vahi Ba'alotam Mincha. Yeah, when was Eliyahu Navi answered? The Gemara says, La'olam Yizaher Adam Etzilat Mincha. Share Eliyahu Navi, Lo Na'ana Ela. Tefillat Mincha, one of the most, if not the most important tefillah of the day is Mincha. That's when everybody's busy, whatever. Don't be mizanzel. Eliyahu Navi called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Aneni Hashem, Aneni. The Midrash says that at that moment, the entire world was still. You know why? And the same thing as Matan Torah. Because, and when they, at that moment, if any creature in the world, any body of water, any vegetation moved, they would say, oh, maybe it's not Hashem, maybe it's the Ba'al. Everything else, all other forms of nature have to be put to bed first, and then and only then can the Ritzon and Hakara, the will and realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come about. Yaakov Avinu was teaching Yosef, I know you'd believe me, but in order for the actual Nevu'ah, in order for the Ruach HaKodesh Shebo to come forth, in order for you to realize that this is really from Hashem, you have to know that there was no nature involved. It wasn't far, it wasn't raining, it wasn't snowing, I could have gotten there easily. Only then can a person realize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's part of the Nisyonot that we have in this world. You know, one of the mitzvot, you see in Parashat Tzav, Esh tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tichbeh. There is mitzvah for there always to be fire on the mizbeach, okay? For it never to go out. We know that one of the nisim in Beit HaMikdash was that a heavenly fire descended from Shemaim onto the mizbeach. And yet, says the Sefer HaChinuch, explaining this mitzvah, Hashem says, Yesh mitzvah la'avim min ha'idiyot. There's a mitzvah to bring regular physical fire. You know why? To mask the nis. Hashem wants nisim in this world. Very seldom are there nisim gluim, open miracles. There's plenty of miracles in this world. But the way of the world is that Hashem wants them to be covered. Hashem wants them to be concealed. You know why? Because Hashem wants us to work through it. Hashem wants us to work through the regular, you know, day-to-day routine, the regular teva, nature, if you will,
Hashem wants us to see through that smoke screen that is nature, for us to be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the nature. That's what Bechira Chofshit is all about, and that's what Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was imparting to his son Yosef HaTzadik on his deathbed. I thank you for listening, Rabotai. Shabbat Shalom Mevorach. Chazak Chazak V'nit Chazek. Let's use this time exactly a year ago as the Simchas Shas. Jump in, Rabotai. Whether you're doing daf or not doing the daf, it doesn't matter. Yasu, learn Torah. Jews learn Torah, Rabotai. I love you all. Shabbat Shalom Mevorach.
Thank you, Rav. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi.
Shabbat Shalom.